We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us this morning. And I am glad to have you here. We get through Friday. This had the potential to be a crazy, wild week. And it's from a distance, and not being an expert on this, it seems much more stable than I would have expected when we came on the air on Monday.
Well, John, that's the case this week, because we're going to finish a record-setting week here, maybe with a little bit of a thud today. But you're right; we've seen most of the major indices here in the United States, the S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, the Russell, which measures a small cap index, all have hit record high territory at some point in time during this week. And it was mostly positive yesterday, although I'm looking around the globe. Dow futures would be down, probably 250, maybe 300 points by the time we open this morning. And we've seen a little bit of profit taking, nothing major. But in all of the markets, whether you're looking at Asia or all of mainland Europe and Great Britain, all seeing some profit taking. But they've all had record weeks, too, John. So we have just seen very strong stock market performance. But you and I have talked about this. It's partly because people believe that a reopening trade is coming sometime in the not-too-distant future, whether no matter where you're looking at in the globe. And two, we talked about this earlier in the week, there is stimulus and quantitative easing happening, not just here in the United States, but literally in every entity. There's almost not a central bank anywhere in the world that's not doing something to create liquidity, John. So that's why we're seeing a lot of the strength. And one of the things I still want to highlight for folks, John, is what's happening to interest rates and our currency. And this is going to sound like semantics, John, but when we talk to people that get very nervous about inflation, we're going to hear something about we just can't keep printing money. All right, now, this is going to sound silly, but we don't actually print money. We do a little bit, but not really. We create it. We create it digitally. And people go, Mike, it's the same thing. But, John, it really is not. Because whether you hear stories about back in the Depression with us or the Weimar Republic, people will talk about having to have wheelbarrows full of cash to get something done, or grandma would bury all her money in the backyard. Well, when people are hoarding dollars or hoarding currency, that took it out of circulation. So the more we printed as a central bank, it just got hoarded. People took it, held on to it, buried it in the backyard, put it in the wheelbarrow, whatever they did. Well, when it's created digitally, John, you can't do that. Right? If it's created digitally, it's put into the banking system, and it can't get out. And that is a subtle but a huge difference. That's why we can have negative interest rates in the world today. It's because, yeah, we create all that liquidity, but you can't pull it out. You can't extract it. You can't go into the bank and get all of your money in cash. They won't let you, right, and take it out and bury it in the backyard. So something has to happen to that money. That's why central banks keep doing that. They create more liquidity. It gets in the bank. Sure, a lot of it stays in the bank or stays in savings accounts, but it's got to go somewhere. So the banks have to lend it, or we have to spend it. And we're spending on houses. That's all you have to do is look at housing starts yesterday, back to record levels. Existing homes will be out today. So we have to spend it, or we have to invest it. And that's what's happening to stocks all around the world. That cash is either getting spent or it's getting invested, and that's raising the price of all those assets. So not printing the money, but creating liquidity is actually working much better in a digital world.
Interesting. Okay. We'll keep our eyes on it. I appreciate that that explanation.
Now, hopefully that'll be people a little more, I don't want to say relaxed, but cognizant of why we can be creating a much larger national debt than we're used to, with no negative repercussions yet. There you go.
The 60-second economics. It's the 120-second economics that starts to scare you. But, yeah. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thanks. I hope you have a good weekend, Mike.
I will. Please, everybody stay well out there.
Okay.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.